Breakup on the Kuskokwim River is also flooding some upriver villages. Red Devil was nearly evacuated this weekend before water levels there began to recede. Now the village of Aniak is experiencing high waters. KYUK's Shane Iverson reports.
The ice on the river was thick and the snow in the mountains was deep, and now it's all melting. Aniak resident Brad Allen got a firsthand look at the results.
The ice was pushing, between 15 and 20 miles an hour, and just a massive volume of ice, as well as the water level came up when the ice started going out.
If that ice would have kept going, there wouldn't have been a problem, but it didn't.
It's a pretty significant ice jam just below Aniak.
That's Ben Bach. He's a hydrologist with the National Weather Service. He says the strong current is a result of a rapid warm-up.
We think that's largely due to a lot of tributaries that were contributing significant amounts of snowmelt runoff during this warm stretch of weather.
The ice jam is causing water to back up, and that water flooded Aniak today. Allen is the superintendent for the Gusbuck School District. With water up to 4 feet deep in some sections of town, the district closed school for the day.
We didn't want to endanger any students, getting them out to go to school, as well as both one of our schools, the high school, is an evacuation center. So, we would rather have it be an evacuation center rather than a school today as needed.
Farther up the Kuskokwim, the village of Red Devil is hoping the worst is behind them. Water there entered at least two homes over the weekend.
Yeah, it inundated the whole village.
Ted Gordon is a resident of Red Devil. He lives about 35 feet from the riverbank.
I had to throw a motor on a boat and then go up and rescue some people from upriver.
Gordon says the water level was rising by the minute. Without adequate time to thaw the ice, large chunks of it were floating down.
We were pretty worried about having the ice jump in the bank and then coming over and smashing a house, so I sacrificed one of my old trucks and parked it out in front. I figured better to have it bump the truck than bump the house.
Water submerged both of Gordon's trucks. After spending the day moving people and possessions to higher ground, he was exhausted. That's when his wife told him the water had reached the top step of their entrance.
I just told myself, well, I'm going to sit down and have a cup of coffee, cigarette. Sat down, and within half the cigarette and half a cup of coffee, I went out there and looked, and it had already dropped about 3 to 4 inches.
The ice jam below the village had broken free. By then, the Alaska National Guard's Black Hawk helicopter had found a place to land as part of an evacuation effort.
By the time they got here and they were finally able to land, and I guess they asked a few people, and they said they would rather go home because the water was receding by the time they were able to land.
In the end, no one had to evacuate Red Devil, but that doesn't mean it's safe along the rest of the Kuskokwim. The ice jam that is backing up water in Aniak is loosening, but there's another bend that will likely catch it. Again, hydrologist Ben Balk.
When this jam does release, that it's likely to jam up again at the typical jam point of Birch Crossing, below Birch Crossing to Kalskag, the ice is still intact. It's still looking pretty solid.
Further downriver, Bethel Search and Rescue is urging travelers to stay off the river. The strong current is forcing open holes in the ice sheet. Bethel Search and Rescue President Peter Achak.
Very dangerous to be on the river at this time because it's melting so fast. You might be passing through an area at one time, and then several hours later, it will be open water.
Achak says downriver communities are also at risk of flooding.
People need to get together, have a meeting in each village, and then develop a plan of action in the event the water rises.
Reporting in Bethel, I'm Shane Iverson.